G'day everyone, my name's Laura and I'm going to bring today's Bible reading. It's from John chapter 6 from verse 35. I'll just give you a minute to find it on your Bible app or in your paper Bible. From verse 35. Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day."
We're online? Good. Well, great job, guys, on getting the food vans here. You've got all the major food groups, I see. What is there? There's donuts, coffee, hamburgers. Nice job. How could you go wrong? We shouldn't certainly go home hungry, you'd imagine. My son, William, it would have been great if he could have made it, I reckon. Will, he couldn't, but he loves a good burger. This would have been right up his alley here today. Our Will, he's a bit of a growing boy. He's going to be much taller than me. He's a lot more active than me. And as a parent, it can be hard to fill his little belly. For some reason, particularly in the mornings before he goes to school, his tummy can be like a bottomless pit that you can't fill. I can remember at the end of kindy, he was just a six-year-old, and he started the morning with two slices of toast for breakfast. And he came back to Mum and he said, "I'm hungry." And that's okay, so Mum gave him a bowl of cereal, as you do. And he came back again, though, and he said, "Mum, I'm still hungry." And so she gave him a second bowl of cereal. But would you believe, after two slices of toast, two bowls of cereal, he came back again. "Mum, I'm hungry." So what does a good mum do at this stage? She heats him up a meat pie. Let's just say that did the trick that time. We've all possibly had those stories, those moments, haven't we, where we've found it hard to fill our tummies. And this passage that we just read is about being filled. In John chapter 6, Jesus has just performed a miracle. And what he does is he feeds hungry bellies. 5,000, not with party pies and sausage rolls, but we see this miracle where he feeds them with five loaves and two fishes. But out of this miracle, friends, we've got to understand his goal is to do much more than this. It's to teach us something even greater. And this is the important thing. His offer to fill hungry souls. Jesus declares in verse 35, if you have a look, he says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Now, Jesus is not offering some never-ending food van to fill our bellies. No, Jesus is offering something more. His offer is that he himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, will be the one who fills and quenches those greatest longings that a man or woman has of the soul. Now, and you're calling himself bread. It's a strange picture, isn't it? Just think of this. He calls himself the bread. But what Jesus is saying is that he is the bread that satisfies our hungry souls. So let me ask you this morning. Are you hungry? Are you hungry? I believe we all hunger and thirst for something, don't we? We all desire for our souls to be satisfied, to be filled. Perhaps as a child growing up, you might look for it in good grades or at university for good grades. Perhaps as we get older, having that nice girlfriend or boyfriend that we've always pictured ourselves having. What about the nice house and the family? Maybe that will fill me, won't it? What about the sports field? Maybe that's where I'll be filled. Or could it be that career that I've always wanted? Now, all these things are good in themselves, but do they ever satisfy? Think for yourself this morning. Do they fill those longings of the soul? I know when I was growing up, all I wanted to be, as I was saying earlier, was an auctioneer. At high school, my friends, would get me to sell off all random items. Then I was much more freer and happy to do it. And it was a good joke. And when I left school, I eventually took it up as a job. And all I wanted for a long time was my dream in life. Yeah, this will fill me. If I just could get to Sydney and win that young auctioneer competition. Now, it just so happened that I did win that event. And with it comes all the glamour. Your name in the paper. ABC ringing, Luke, can you do an interview with us? Yeah, yeah. Respect in the industry. Well, that's Luke Thomas. He won the Young Auctioneer competition. You'd think you'd be pretty happy. And I was for a little bit. But I'll tell you what. What came after that was a moment where I surely felt lost. At 21 years of age, I'd achieved my greatest goal in life. And what was it all for? What was I left with to do in life now? What was for me? I can remember thinking, is this that life is all about? Is this all that life offers? We achieve our goals, that's good. And when that's all there is, though, how are you feeling? Empty, looking for something else to fill you. This morning, friends, are you hungry? Friends, where do we go then? Where do we turn to? Where do we go to those longings to be filled? Well, the Bible gives us, friends, this morning, a clear answer. And we just had it read. The thing that will fill you is the Lord Jesus Christ. As one preacher once said, we all have a God-shaped hole in our heart that only He can fill. And friends, I say to you today that we all have a hunger that only Jesus can fill, that only Jesus can satisfy. Jesus says, I am the bread of life, verse 35. Whoever comes to me, listen to these words, listen, friends, to this promise, that whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Whoever believes in me, Jesus says, will never be thirsty. If you come to him, no matter what your past is, let me say, none of us are squeaky clean. I can tell you I was once weighed down with shame. But verse 37, if you come to me, Jesus says, here's his promise. I'll never drive you away. What a promise. What a promise. It's a promise of life, eternal life. Verse 40, he says, for my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son, that's himself, the Lord Jesus, that all who look to the Son and believe in him shall have what? Eternal life. What a gift. And I'll raise them up on the last day. Now you might be here, a bit of the skeptic thinking, Luke, you're telling me that Jesus satisfies, but just what is it about this Jesus fella you keep cracking on about that will satisfy me? There's countless reasons. And I'm glad there's things to follow up like Hope Explored and to ask your friends, just what is it for you that about this Jesus guy that satisfies? But let me give you two reasons this morning. First is Jesus, think of this, is eternal. Everything we put our hope in, everything else that we look to satisfy us, it has what? It has a use-by date. No matter if it's sex, drugs, and rock and roll, all these things, they might give you this buzz for a time, but they'll never last. But Jesus satisfies because he's the only one, friends, think of this, who does not have a use-by date. Jesus Christ, let me tell you, when you come to understand, he is the eternal, everlasting God. Because why? How does the Bible prove this? It reveals and shows that in John's Gospel, in the Gospels, Jesus is the one, the only one. Muhammad's grave can be found, Buddha's grave is there, but Jesus is empty. Jesus Christ is the eternal God, the eternal King of Kings. He's now reigned and he reigns on high. And so when we have him to fill us, friends, he's going nowhere. When he comes and by his Spirit lives inside of us and we have him for eternity, he's not wearing out. He's not running out. He's not shooting through. He's not breaking down. When you have him, Jesus, you have him for life and life everlasting with the Son, Jesus Christ, now, today, and eternity. The second thing I want to say is that when you have Jesus, what satisfies is having and knowing his love, which will both fill you and complete you. Good food will bring a smile to the face. The good food of Jesus himself, of having and knowing his love, brings the soul gladness and a smile to the heart. Now perhaps you're here today and you're scratching your head thinking, what is this love of Jesus that could fill me? What is this love that you keep cracking on about? I've seen friends at the cross. My sin that separated me from God. My sin against a righteous God. My sin against a holy God. What was it deserving? Well, it was a young man reading the scriptures in Matthew's gospel. I saw, I'm a man who's not wiring up here. I'm not deserving of anything but judgment. It's a somber thought, isn't it? But it's a true reality. And yet out of God's great love, Jesus takes, what do we see at the cross? We see that Jesus Christ takes the judgment that I deserved, takes upon all my sin. What does that mean for Luke Thomas? Well, let me tell you, since I come to Jesus, I have forgiveness. I am washed of all shame. Guilt for sin is covered by his blood shed for me. To now be able to approach God, having a relationship with the living God, who by his Spirit comes and lives in me so that I may know his love and what he has done for me. Luke Thomas, not an object of wrath, but Luke Thomas, a fully fledged child of God. The Bible says, friends, that God demonstrated his own love for us in this. That while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The Bible says that God made him, Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Think of that I could be right with God. Because on his Son, who knew no sin, became sin for us. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Friends, there is nothing else that will fill Luke Thomas. Nothing that will last than knowing and having the eternal Christ Jesus. No greater love than having and knowing the Savior, Jesus Christ. Today, friends, let me ask, are you here this morning and are you hungry? Let me ask, where will you go? Where will you look? The donuts and the burgers and the coffee are all good. Please enjoy. But please come and enjoy the greatest thing that will not fill your belly, but your soul, Jesus Christ. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus as you are, with no money. Come and eat with no money. Come to him and be washed clean. Don't do what I thought and tried to somehow sort my mess out first. No, come. Simply believing, trusting, yes, this Jesus, he is a trustworthy Savior. Yes, I am not deserving of what he has done, but he promises me that I can come to his feet. And he promises, he offers forgiveness of sin for all that will come to him. And that, friends, to know the love of the Savior at that moment is the greatest thing that nothing in this world could ever offer you. Friends, today you might be here a Christian for a long time. We've got to keep reminding ourselves, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the one I love. But friends, continue coming back to Christ our Savior, the eternal God that will fill you, the eternal God whose love is much greater than selling cows. Friends, let me pray. Father God, we thank you that you loved us so dearly that you gave us your Son, who would die in our place. We give thanks that we can have a relationship with you now, even though we never deserved it, and that we can have the sure hope of eternal life and one day a new resurrected body, knowing that your word tells us your Son did not stay dead, but rose again, defeating death. We praise you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.